AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A former FBI lawyer plans to plead guilty to making a false statement. The AP's Ben Thomas reports this is the first criminal case of an investigation by U.S. Attorney John Durham of ties between Russia and the 2016 Trump campaign.
A Justice Department watchdog report accused Kevin Kleinsmith of altering an email to say former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page was not a source for another government agency. The Justice Department relied on that assertion in 2017 as it submitted a third and final renewal application to eavesdrop on Page under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. But Page has said he was a source for the CIA, and that relationship was deemed important to disclose to the FISA court. Kleinsmith's lawyer tells the Associated Press his client deeply regrets altering the email. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The White House says President Trump's brother is in a New York hospital. The president is expected to visit Robert Trump later today. The White House did not immediately release details about why Robert Trump had been hospitalized, but officials say he was seriously ill. Before leaving the White House, the president said the economy is coming back strong.
We should have a very good third quarter. We should have an unbelievably good next year. Next year, if we don't mess it up with somebody that has no idea what they're doing, could be a fantastic year.
The government says retail sales rose for a third month in a row, but a slowdown is expected. In Delaware,
ready, get set, go.
Joe Biden signed papers to become the Democratic presidential nominee. His running mate, Kamala Harris, was signing too.
I'm signing this because I'm in this race to win, and with that guy right there, and we're going to get it done.
A three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has thrown out California's ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines. This is AP News. The United Nations says the death toll from the powerful explosion in Beirut is up to nearly 180.
The UN's Humanitarian Affairs Agency said in its report that the explosion has affected operations at 6 hospitals, up from an initial 3, and damaged more than 20 clinics in the parts of Beirut worst hit by the blast. It still isn't known what caused the fire that ignited nearly 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate stored in Beirut's port. But documents have emerged in the wake of the explosion that show the country's top leadership and security officials were aware of the chemicals being stored in the city port. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Tens of thousands of people flooded the heart of the Belarus capital, Minsk, in a show of anger over a brutal police crackdown this week on peaceful protesters that followed a disputed election. Factory workers marched across the city shouting, "Go away!" I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.